Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to the I Love Politics show. And I'm your host, B. Says. And I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in on this Sunday morning to the I Love Politics show. Here at the I Love Politics show, I do praise, I do politics, and I do productivity. Veterans come at the top of my list in doing things to help people, veterans, who gave for this country. And when I speak productivity in relation to veterans, I help veterans with job readiness. And I help veterans find resources. And when I speak of praise and politics, my intentions is to inform veterans as well as other Americans about these three things, praise, politics, and productivity. I believe that if we put a good healthy dose of each one of these on our plate every day, that we will reap prosperity and the rewards that this country, this great country of America, provides to all its citizens. We have a lot of obstacles in our way, but together we can overcome whatever obstacle stands. And together, hopefully, we're willing to work as one for prosperity for all, because this is what it's going to take. For the fact being that there are people in America today who deliberately come against those who are poor. So what I want to talk about kind of is a foundation that's in America today, a foundation that has failed too many Americans, a foundation that America has been built on, but people seem to want to overlook. And that's the love of God and training up a child in a way that he should go. We are seeing the results in America today of people who are now adults, but who have been trained in a manner that does not fit God's will. And regardless of whether you are a Christian believer or not, the world is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And whether or not you believe in him, his will be done with or without your belief. And for that reason, those who believe in him have a burden of proof on them to show themselves worthy and willing to do the Lord's will. So when I speak on train up a child in the way he should go, I want to put your mind to go toward that and realize that in our society today, there are lots of people in control, lots of people who are deliberately trying to divide this country based on poverty. Now, it's called a whole lot of other things. It's called Democrats and Republicans. It's called black and white. It's called rich and poor. It's called have and have nots. But it's hatred, because hatred is a divider. And we have people who hate that's in power in America, and I would say they were not trained up as a in their childhood in the way that they should go. And we are now living under the rule of people who have been under Satan's rule, who were raised under Satan's rule, who do not have love for one another, who looks out for themselves before they look out for this country. This is not the America that grew this country. It is not. These are not the type of people who grew this country. This country, first of all, indeed, comes from a group of people wanting better. But they got here to America, had created this country, and then resort to things that would bring this country down to its knees after coming together to bring the country up. And the biggest mistake that Americans could have made was using Africans as slaves of labor. And because that happened in this country, and because this country never repented from that, what we're living with today is adults who were raised with no values toward God first, country, and their fellow men. So now it's everybody for themselves. And we're reaping that in our society. And we're even reaping that who were imprisoned in this country in bondage. Because by the time slavery ended in America, generations had been taught one way of living. And that way of living was rule, total rule, by the wealthy white man, and submission of every other human being to the wealthy white man. And that was not God's purpose. So when I say to you, train up a child in the way he should go, I am saying we are reaping people who are not trained up in the way they should go. We're reaping it on both sides of the coin. And it's not good for America. Train up a child in the way that he should go. This is scripture. And when he is old, he shall not depart from it. So when you see greedy, corrupt people, and they've passed that childhood and that early adulthood, and they just got better at their corruption, there's no reason to believe that they were trained up in a way that pleases God, because they are not pleasing him now, and they're 50 and 60 and 70 years old and still only pleasing themselves. God's word is to be taught generation to generation, passed down from one family to the next branch of that family to the next branch of that family to pray. So the prayers of the ancestors live on for generations to come. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. There is a divide in America. Compliments of our politicians. And scripture tells us how to get this thing done. All scripture is breathed out of God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. Train up a child in the way he should go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. And now, from childhood, you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 3:15. That the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3:17. In your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. 1 Peter 3:15. Train up a child in the way that he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. We are not seeing this. We have a man running today to be president of the United States that said he has never, ever asked God to forgive him for anything that he has done. And the party who hails themselves as the God Almighty Christians are raving and whooping and howling and chanting when he walked into the auditorium. For what reason? Because he has not been trained up in the way that he should go, and his followers have not been trained up in the way that they should go. And our country is reaping it in more than him. We need discipline from childhood. We need security from childhood. We need education from childhood. We need civic duties from childhood. We need the love of God and fellow man in our hearts from childhood. We need the love of nature in our hearts from childhood. We need the care of taking care of our bodies, the human body, which is the temple of God, from childhood. We are not experiencing those things as children and as adults. It is showing up in the corruption that we live with as a whole, because according to Scripture, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. And when we allow people without good manners to speak for us, they will corrupt amongst us. It is absolutely, positively, no doubt about it. And if we do not have the ability to assimilate our thoughts and logics and look at people and realize where these regurgitated speeches are coming from, if we can't logically figure that out as adults, what are you laying out for your children? The same thing your parents laid out for you? Nothing? Because that's what I view, nothing. Because when a man or a woman speaks to you about what they want to do for your country, which is for you, and you're not hearing anything but stuff to make you laugh and giggle, and you say, yay, that's who I want. Remember the Roman empires. Remember how they killed themselves off. Remember how they slaughtered one another and cheered. That's not the love of God. But they are training. And that's why Scripture tells us, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. It comes down to what do we want, and how do we plan to get it, and who can best help us to reach these goals that we have for this country. Because this country belongs to you, and this country belongs to me. Regardless of our financial status in this country, it belongs to all of us. This country does not belong to politicians, and this country does not belong to CEOs. They are there to serve us, 320 million citizens, some of which who happen, a handful who happen to be politicians, and a handful who happen to be CEOs. But in actuality, it is we the people. And if they want to be one of we the people, they need to do what we the people deserve, require, and need, and ask for. And then we will buy their products, we will buy their services, and we will let them keep their jobs as politicians. But we have to show that we deserve, we the people. We have to show that we require as we the people. We have to ask for what it is we expect from politicians and CEOs as we the people. And when we are trained, those of us who have been trained up as a child in the way that they should go, we know wrong when we see it. And we're not going to participate in the wrong. But we're going to ask those who do not know wrong as they see it to hear us out. And that's what I'm asking you this Sunday morning. Hear me out. Understand, when politicians and CEOs can stand up and tell you, I have never asked God to forgive me for nothing, you better back away and plead the blood of Jesus over them. There is a divide in America this morning. And that divide is the compliments of politicians. And we have got to open our hearts, America, and stop hating, because it's the hatred that has been handed down since slavery that is creating the problems we are undergoing today. Because whites hate blacks. And the ones who do hate blacks, I don't mean all whites, understand me clearly. Enough whites hate blacks till we have all these problems. But you, the whites who do hate blacks cannot fully tell you why. The things they say as the reason they hate blacks are lies. And there are lies about blacks being told to cover up the truth about blacks in America. And it's been handed down from one generation to the other. And because evil communication corrupts good manners, the people who were not trained up in the way that they should go have passed on poor manners to their children, and their children has passed it on to their children. And today, we are 150 years out of slavery, and we still have the ignorance of slavery amongst us because we still have people who have not been trained up as a child in the way that they should go. They're using what they were taught, and these people who taught them were taught by people who didn't know. And so in America today, we fifth and sixth generations out of slavery, all of us, no matter what color, if you've been here this long and your family has been here this long. And we're living stuff that came out of slavery. We now have immigrants in this country who come to this country because they like the way slavery has been treated in this country. Because they know that they can come into this country and there's a group of people who's at the bottom rung, and they'll be over that group too. And they too, well, no matter what country you come from, you must be trained up in as a child in the way that you should go. So I'm not saying every immigrant is against black people, but a lot of immigrants have come to this country in now in 2015 and in back in the 1950s and back in the 1800s, and they came in here to this country for one reason, because this country gave them an opportunity to be a superior being. White supremacy, it exists. And we're going to have to rid it. And I do believe we have the generation now that will not be a part of it. And that is going to be where the repent of this nation is going to come. And it is happening across the country in protesters of all colors this day. There is a divide in America. And this divide is the complements of politicians. And there are adults without spiritual, moral, or societal training. And they are wreaking havoc on today's America. But all is not lost, for the prayers of the righteous avail it much. And according to scripture, one can send 10,000 on the run. And according to scripture, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And according to scripture, the world is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And according to scripture, ask anything that you will in God's name. And according to scripture, adults are responsible for the children. And according to scripture, woe to those who harm the least of these, the little children, the fatherless, the elderly, the disabled, the widows. All of these people are the responsibility of the people of the world. Thus say the Lord. And until late years, Americans held some of these truths dear to their hearts. Except for the black man, these other truths, America held it to heart. But today, politicians and CEOs that are corrupt and those who go along with the corruption are holding down and stomping on and oppressing children, the fatherless, the elderly, the disabled, the widows, and the working poor. We got working poor in this country today. And I fought politicians, CEOs, and I fought the ignorance of individuals who have not taught their children well. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. It's never too late. Churches have Sunday school, and in Sunday school you shall be taught God's word. And if you was never taught God's word as a child, it is not too late if you still breathe. You can go and walk in to church services. You can listen on your radio to church services. You can look at church services on television. There are church services where you can drive in and look at them on TV screens, like movie theaters. You can go online and find church services. You are responsible. And if you don't know you are responsible, then believers are responsible for not getting God's word to you. And that's why on Sunday mornings, because I love politics and because I love God's praises and I love productivity, I bring to you God's word in layman terms for you to understand the importance of God's word in your life, in your life, in your children's life, and if you have parents that don't know God, in their life. God's word. It is our responsibility, every one of us, to teach God's word. And today, America ostracizes these groups, the poor, the children, the fatherless, the widows. They ostrac Americans talk, politicians and CEOs talk about these people like they are not even human beings, like they are an eyesore to them, when the true American eyesore is corrupt heads of corporations, corrupt politicians, and these corrupt policies that deteriorate this country rather than improve this country. And our children watch these things, and they mimic these things. And because of what they see and how they are trained, they will reap or they will fail on one side of this coin or the other. And this is why I say to you this morning, from Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Our children, innocent children, are being killed with guns so that adults can have the right to buy a gun without any regulations on the gun or on them. And so we take letting our children be killed on the streets or killing themselves with the guns, and we let it go and we call it an accident. With guns. But if somebody put out a faulty product and our children die from that product, we go at those people who did that. And we make them take that product off the market, or we make them make that product better before it can come back to the market. But we don't do that with guns. We let the gun manufacturers, lawyers, write the laws for us. And the laws that the gun manufacturers have written for us says that you can't even sue the gun manufacturer, no matter if the gun is defaulted or whatever. You cannot sue a gun manufacturer for nothing. But you can sue an ice cream maker in America. There's something wrong, America. How were you trained? What are your beliefs? Do you believe that the man who makes the most money is supposed to control you? That was slavery. And that's what my ancestors fought to get out of. Because the man with the most money owned my ancestors.
And the man, the white man with the most money, not only owned my ancestors, he owned his wife, his mother, his sisters. They could not own nothing. And he owned his children. Is that what we want to go back to? Is that where we are now? Find the man who got the most money and let him own us? Or do we want prosperity for all Americans? And if we truly want prosperity for all Americans, those who weren't trained well as a child, it's not too late. And those who have children who were trained properly, train your children. As American citizens, we are to have rules and live by these rules. We have rules in our places of sanctuary, and we have rules in our government, and we have rules in our school, and we have rules in our homes and communities. It's that all got clouded and run together. Ignorance of it is our fault. When it comes down to it, people don't vote. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he was old, he will not depart from it. People are not even teach. People don't vote because they weren't taught to vote, and their children ain't voting because their children ain't been taught to vote, because the people who should have been teaching them didn't know, and the people who should have taught them didn't because they didn't know. We can change it still. It's never too late. We got to love this country. We got to love one another. We got to be disciplined. We got to have security. We need education. We need to understand what civic duties mean. We need to understand what it means to love God and to love your fellow man. And we need to understand what it means to take care of the human body. And that's not just taking a bath. That's what do you put in it. We need to understand, and woe to those who don't. So I'm asking you to join me today in politics, in praise, and productivity. Get a job. Learn what you don't need and stop wasting your money. Use money to support things that make sense. Register to vote and vote and get rid of these people who own a lifetime job as a career. And let people start coming in and out those doors, making things better for their own generations. Because, see, generational needs change. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he shall not depart from it. America, you have a job to do. And you got to become a true member of politics, of praise, and of the working class. And when you do your fair share in each one of these, all America prospers, no doubt about it. Are you willing? If you're willing, get to work. Don't let billionaires tell you that they know what's best for you. They have not a clue. It's just like a toothache. Everybody might have a toothache, but once that toothache is gone, you can't put it as far away from you as you can. Let's get this done. Train your children. And if you haven't been trained, start training. Find somewhere to get some training yourself in God's name. I want to thank you for taking time to listen in this morning to the I Love Politics show.